And I could help them and do that out of my abundance. But I didn't try to get them into the network marketing program. Did you understand that? Some of you be there, oh, this is a good place to recruit. They got a lot of free time. All right, so I want to go through some of these steps right now, and I want to take each one at a time and spend some time on them to give you some more of the how, what to do and how to do it. Okay, so let's talk about a prospect. Where do you get a prospect? There's only a few places you can get prospects. Remember, a prospect is somebody who's not in the global information network. Let's take it another definition. A prospect is somebody who is not in the global information network that you're ultimately going to give a success secrets they don't want you to know about CD. Now, by the way, I have one here. I just found an error on this morning, and I'm going to help you correct it. This is the success secrets they don't want you to know about CD. The error is on the back, there's a global information network logo and website. When you pass this out, we're going to get these fixed. But when you pass this out, throw the outside away and just hand them the CD. You don't want the Global Information Network website or logo on this. You just want to hand them the CD. That's an error, and I just found that. So that's being fixed. But if you have these, just throw the package away and just hand them the single CD. That should not be there. So, where do you get a prospect? I'm going to give you two scenarios. Number one, if you have 20 or more people on your first level, then your prospects that you're going to be giving the success secrets they don't want you to know about CD to are people's prospects in your downline. That's where you're going to be working, and I'll explain that. If you have not one person on your first level, or under 20, then where do you get a prospect? Because you want to talk to somebody who signs up using your affiliate code and thus goes on your first level. Where do you get that prospect? You basically follow the procedures and how to get started fast. In the CD album, How to Get Started Fast, this one here, there's the workbook inside, and it gives you the step-by-step on how to get a prospect. The first step is make a list of everyone you know and don't prejudge. That's number one. The second place to get a prospect is hot leads. Now, every time Chris McGarahan does a seminar, there are dozens of people who come up to him and start asking him questions, such as, how do you do a trade show? Chris says, what are you talking about? On what CD does it say set up a booth at a trade show to build your business? Yeah, but I think it's going to be a good idea. And I want you to tell me how to do it right. Chris says, I can only tell you how to fail by doing a trade show, because that's not the method that has been proven to work. Here is the basic understanding. Don't innovate. Duplicate. Don't innovate. Duplicate. Don't try to come up with all your own methods of getting a prospect. Don't innovate. Duplicate the pattern for success. Some of you want to go into all these different areas, and quite frankly, I don't understand why. Why would you want to do something different than the proven pattern for success? A prospect lists every single person you know on the planet. It's hundreds and hundreds of people. You haven't sent them all a success secret they don't want you to know about CD. Start there. Start there. That's the better prospect. Hot leads is the second prospect, and you have an unlimited supply of hot leads.